Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you there.
Hello, you're listening to The Film Show with Denise. I'm on my own this morning.
No,
I've had
not.
No coffee.
No, yes.
Team Science is still in the place.
How we had a Martin?
We had a slight technical itch there, but we've started off with we've got mostly music this week. Martin's off on his jollies. We started off with Challenges from Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, the main theme. I'm going to move on now to another track. This is from a beautiful film starring Saoirse Ronan. It's Gyro Knights from The Outrun. So you're listening to The Film Show on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. I'm Denise. I'm on my own without Martin this week. That was from a piece of music from The Outrun. The Outrun closes with the track from 1983 Soul Mining. And if you made it to the end of Megalopolis, which I did, you don't get a T-shirt, but you do get to hear another Matt Johnson composition from the. It's from their 1993 album.
Slowing down. and the rain didn't fall from the sky. I just cared about myself. From this world to the next, and from the next back to this, by our actions we are bound. We're running out of love, running out of heat, running out of space for the human race. Planet Earth is slowing down. You
was Lonely Planet from the Vert, which closes the Megalopolis film, which was, by all accounts, a bit of a flop. Another critical miss, but a hit with me and Martin, is Joker Folie à Deux. There's a cornucopia of music that goes with the film, as well as the original score. You've got a soundtrack of the songs that are sung in the film by Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. You've also got a response album like from Lady Gaga with some of her own versions of the songs. I'm going to start with one of those. This is from Harlequin. It's If My Friends Could See Me Now.
They could see me now, that little gang of mine. I'm looking at your smile and it's a healthy sign. I'd like those stumble bumps to see for a fact, the kind of top drawer first rate charm I attract. Top.
There's always a lonely town. The poor laughing fool falls on his back, and everyone laughs when he's down. There's always a funny man in the game, but he's only funny by mistake. And everyone looks at him just the same. They don't see his lonely heart break. They don't care as long as they're. Is it just a fool, as foolish as he can be? There's always a joker, that's the rule, but fate deals the hand in the Joker is me. They don't care as long as there is a jester, just a fool, as foolish as he can be. Yeah, there's always a joker.
How could you not love that? So that was The Joker from Joker Folia Dirt, performed there by Joaquin Phoenix. First you heard If My Friends Could See Me Now, which was originally in the musical Sweet Charity, which transferred from Broadway to the silver screen in 1969, directed by Bob Fosse and featuring Shirley MacLaine. And then that song was originally performed by Anthony Newley in the 1964 film The Roar of the Grease Paint, but may also be familiar to Kath and Kim fans. So I'm going to move on to a couple of Italian releases that we covered earlier in the year, one of which made Martin cry. But first, this is from a film called There's Still Tomorrow. Thank you. So we first heard there from Lele Marchitelli's soundtrack for There's Still Tomorrow, Nella Chitta. And then from the film Kidnapped, which was out earlier this year, Marcello Ballaticcio's film about a young boy kidnapped by the Catholic Church, which, as I say, reduced Martin to tears. I'm going to look back now to the 60s. This is was featured in 1968's If, one of my favourite Lindsay Anson films featuring Malcolm McDowell. It's Sanctus Miseluber. Okay, you're listening to The Film Show on 93.1 FM on Sheffield Live, online and digital. Let's pep it up a bit, shall we? If I was to say to you that I'm going to play something from a Ryan Gosling film where he's a stuntman, you might think I'm going to play something from The Fall Guy because I've been, well, officially obsessed by that film. However, this is from Drive, the Nicholas Winding Refn film that also features him as a stunt driver.
There's something inside you. drive you through the night, down the hills. I gotta tell you something you don't want to hear. I'm gonna show you where it's dark, but have no fear.
There's something inside you, it's hard to explain. They're talking about you, boy, but you're still the same. There's something inside you, it's hard to explain.
Night Call from Love Fox Kavinsky from the Drive soundtrack. And I am bracing myself now for a month of horror. It's definitely autumnal, miserable weather, but lots of people get very excited. And Celluloid Scream starts on the 24th of October. I'm going to play a trio of horror tunes now that sound a lot more fun than the genre, actually. I'm going to start with something from Cannibal Holocaust, the 1980 highly controversial Italian cannibal film, filmed in Colombo. Doesn't sound like much fun of an experience being on set, and afterwards the controversy around it was quite intense. However, this soundtrack by Riz Ortolani is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
the main theme there from Cannibal Holocaust. I'm going to move straight on swiftly from cannibals to zombies in the comic rom-com Shaun of the Dead, which celebrated its 20th anniversary this year, which made all of us feel incredibly old, ridiculously. Just heard there from 1977's David Lynch soundtrack for Eraserhead, In Heaven, Lady in the Radiator Song. And before that, from iMonster, Blue Wrath, which was featured in Shaun of the Dead. I'm going to just hang on to the horror theme for one more minute and play the main theme from Pan's Labyrinth, just because it's Guillermo del Toro's 60th birthday this week.
Thank you.
was the main theme from Pan's Labyrinth, Dominic Hauser and Javier Navarrete's soundtrack there. I love how horror just is grim to watch, but there's some beautiful music that comes out of it, and quirky and fun as well. Moving on, this week the London Film Festival has kicked off. And on the UK tour, highlights include tonight, you can see at the showroom Anora, which is the Sean Baker's Palme d'Or winning film. Tomorrow, A Real Pain, Jesse Eisenberg directing himself and Kieran Culkin as cousins on a trip to explore their family roots in Poland. Tuesday, I'm Still Here, Motorcycle Diaries director Walter Salles' family drama amidst the Brazilian military dictatorship in 1971. And on Thursday, Night Bitch, which is Marielle Heller's Amy Adams featuring film. She's a new mother who turns feral slash into a dog. But I caught up with Blitz on Wednesday this week. I was really excited to see that. This is Steve McQueen's new film. It's released in the UK on the 1st of November, and I really recommend catching it on the big screen. It's both epic and intimate, and it's got great central performances, especially from Saoirse Ronan and a child actor called Elliot Heffernan. It's a really well-researched view of the London Blitz experience from the eyes of a child and a mother. He's also featured in this month's Sight and Sound, and I love this quote from Arjun Sajeep's article, which says, "The myth of the Blitz spirit is a white myth, and while it could not be correct to suggest that McQueen wants to puncture that myth, he does want to colour it in." It's a really, really beautiful film, and it captures like the trauma and the terrifying nature of it. Music features very heavily in the film, as you'd expect from a Steve McQueen film. One of the songs that is referred to a lot is "Ain't Misbehaving," which has a special meaning to Saoirse Ronan's Rita and her family.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay up late, don't care to go. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Saving my love for you.
So first off there, you heard a 1963 version of Ain't Misbehaving from Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie. And then Come Back, which was the main theme from 2007's Atonement. So it's very much a Saoirse Ronan heavy show this week. Saoirse Ronan said some lovely things about her. She was only 12 when she started filming Atonement. And of course, she's the adult now to the young child star, Elliot Heffron, in her own World War II film. And in that one, she looked up to James McAvoy as a lovely adult on set. She said some lovely things about it. So what's on if you're staying in this week? Alma's Not Normal series 2 has landed on iPlayer. Sophie Williams' second series, also featuring favourite of the show, Lorraine Ashbourne. The big release out in the cinemas on the 18th is The Apprentice, Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Strong in this Trump origin story. The Crime is Mine is a French 30s caper, also out on Friday. That features appearance from Isabelle Huppert as well in its supporting role. And The Radleys, middle-class sober vampires, are going clean. That features Damien Lewis and Kelly MacDonald. And you can also catch a 4K restoration of Carrie in cinemas. Continuing in cinemas this week, though, is Time Stalker, Alice Lowe's new film. And here's a track from that. The brand new album from Toy Drum, featuring Alice Lowe there, Come With Me to the End, from the new film Time Stalker, which is out this week. It's definitely one to catch, especially if you like Prevenge or Sightseers. The mind of Alice Lowe is a very strange place. We're back next week with a standard show, reviews, trailer trash, all the rest of your favourites. Marston will be back as well. And we will definitely be reviewing, I think, The Apprentice, see what we think of that. I'm going to leave you, as we started, with a bit of high tempo. This is from Still in Cinemas, The Substance. It's Rafferty's track, the main theme. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your films. Thank you.
Yeah.